Tonight we've asked Laura Wallace to offer us a few encouraging words.
I'd like to start with some reassuring words that I've been hearing the past few days. And they are from this beautiful piece that we've been reading in our sutra book by Chinul called Secrets on Cultivating the Mind. And this reassuring phrase is, do not fear the arising of thoughts. I know that there have been many times in my life when the thoughts that were arising, that I thought the thoughts that were arising and the emotions that were arising were going to kill me. That's truly, that felt very true and very real, and yet here I am. So I was wrong. Again, thankfully, and yet at the time it felt so real. Those thoughts felt so solid and so true. And I know that I used to want to be able to flip a switch to turn my mind off. I used to think, oh, just get some peace, if I could just have some peace in there, you know, from all of the noise and busyness and questions and the things to do, the endless lists, or the fears or the worries. If I could just get some peace, if I could just flip a switch and get those thoughts to stop, then I'd be okay. And there were a few things that sort of kind of maybe worked, you know, some kinds of distractions, circumstantial at best. And what I've come to see is that in wanting to push those away so much, I stopped honoring a very important part of who I am when those thoughts and emotions arise. And this teaching and that Chinul holds up for us and that our teachers have been holding up for us and that many of all of you have been holding up each day in our Dharma dialogues of do not fear the arising of thoughts. Do not fear the arising of thoughts. To just suspend my belief for a few moments that if I think this thought, it won't be good for me, and to become curious about that thought, to look into it, to look into the matter of that, and to be with what's here right now. This is what's being held up as a wonderful possibility. An alternative way to meet these thoughts that arise over and over and over. That's what the mind does. I like to think of it as the heart beats and the lungs breathe and the mind thinks. And I never wished my heart would stop beating or that my lungs would stop breathing. Why would I wish for my mind to stop thinking? But I did. And so this wonderful opportunity to explore a possibility different than fearing the arising of thoughts. And knowing that fearing the arising of thoughts is it too. Noticing when I don't want to have this thought, that I don't like these thoughts. So it isn't about only having good thoughts. It isn't about never fearing thoughts. It's simply about being with what is actually true and here for me right now in my life. What is arising? And this noticing, as one of our Sangha mates in the Dharma Dialogue this morning pointed out, just because we notice them doesn't mean that they go away or that things change drastically and dramatically. Well, they might. It's not a given. It also doesn't mean that we will always do the perfect thing. It's easy to want to put the idea of, if I can just see my thoughts soon enough, fast enough, then I can stop being a jerk. I can stop hurting people. I can stop saying those things that I've been saying for the past umpteen years that get me into trouble every time. And I can imagine that there's a perfect way to be if I could just control my mind. And the freedom that's offered here in this practice is not about controlling my mind. It's about allowing what's really here and what's really arising to actually be. I also would like to point to a line from the koan that we've been hearing about that is related to this for me. And the line is, I think it's quite beautiful actually. It's, spend 10,000 years with a thought. And I agree with everything that has already been pointed out about that line. And for me, I also heard that line as a lovely invitation to get to know my thoughts intimately. And I will admit that I'm not really keen on spending 10,000 years with some of my thoughts. You know, 10 seconds sometimes is too much. At this invitation that's being offered to explore, to inquire, to wonder. Yes, the Dharma arising as a thought. Whether I think it's a good thought, a bad thought, a challenging thought, a peaceful thought, a whatever. Dharma arising as a thought. Subtle and mysterious. To wonder. To be curious about it. And to really get to know it. And I don't mean really get to know it, like, what effort. What this practice has held up for me is the opportunity to make space for it, which has allowed me to get to know it. And the freedom for me has come in getting to know my mind. And I see thoughts arise sometimes. Sometimes they grip me the same way they've always gripped me. And sometimes it's different. And sometimes I'm able to notice, and sometimes I'm not. I'm borrowing a phrase from Dogen, who I'm paraphrasing his wonderful, also reassuring phrase, sometimes we can and sometimes we can't. So my encouragement to all of us tonight is simply to open to the possibility of this wonderful invitation of getting to know our thoughts intimately.